This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Virginia Beach, Virginia, continue to search for a motive for Friday's mass shooting in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others at a city police office building. Police Chief James Cervera identified the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, who was employed for 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. He declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, which ended with Craddock's death in a gun battle with police. Officials also identified all 12 of the victims. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer.
We will not be defined by this horror. We will go forward. We are a city of resiliency and resolve.
U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said that both weapons used in Friday's shootings were 45 caliber pistols and both had been bought legally. Young entrepreneur Nayib Bukele was sworn in as El Salvador's new president Saturday, saying his country is like a sick child. He called on his countrymen to do what's necessary to make it well. In his speech, the 37-year-old promised a new way of governing and called for all sectors to help. He invited all Salvadorans to work and struggle together for a better El Salvador. Bukele inherits a country plagued by gang violence, high unemployment, and corruption. He must also deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras if they do not do more to curb migration to the United States. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.